Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What is situational entertainment? Right now, it's really the best the Giants can offer, and to their credit, like they're actually doing it, the situation that they put themselves in is you know, it's not the best situation. But here they are. They're still mathematically alive with, you know, 5-6 weeks left in the year. Is that what we're kind of down to here?
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, I think it might be seven. Well, it ends in the middle of a week. So,
look,
I think it might be seven games. They trim a game a week, they're in.
They have won 7 of 9 games, which if you're going to start trimming about a game a week, you got to do it by winning 7 of 9 games. They go from left for dead and playing a manner of baseball that leaves no doubt that they ain't going to be a contender 1 week to actually showing a pulse the next. If the Dodgers are a perfectly tailored suit, like they totally nailed the tie, the cufflinks, the shoes, the belt, like it's perfect, and the Padres are, you know, pulling off that business casual look really well, you know, it's an open sports coat over a pair of jeans, but you're just crushing that pocket puff. You know, you look easy breezy leaning up against a yacht or something. Like you're pulling it off. Like J. Crew is even like, nice job. That's what the Padres are. The Dodgers are a tailored suit. The Giants are basically overalls. I mean, they really are. The Giants are overalls. They're no fashion at all. They're just pure function. And the function that they need to do just selfishly, and this show obviously only looks at sports through the prism of selfishness. What we really need the Giants to do is just get us 4 more weeks of still in the conversation baseball. I actually think that they can do it. They can stay in the conversation. Will they end the conversation on a happy note? I don't know. But can you be our functional overalls that we all agree? We're like, yeah, it was at least the right thing to wear as we were getting dirty before we toss them in the laundry pile. Or, you know, the Giants are actually going to become like the lucky pair of overalls that you refuse to take off. So it's going to be one of two things. I don't think they're going to completely fall apart. It's just not in their DNA.
They're kind of an old polo shirt with khakis. Overalls tells me, yeah, you're the Tigers, who just fired their general manager and probably going to fire AJ Hinch at the end of the year. That's overalls to me, because I imagine overalls with shirt optional. And that's not by any means a good look in any situation. To me, they're an ordinary team, just wearing ordinary clothes. If we're going to extend your analogy, they're just nondescript striped polo shirt, kind of faded khakis, you know, and just, you know, regular sneakers.
They look like me, basically.
Well, no, they look better than you. But no, it's. That's all they're nondescript. If you walk down the street wearing that, nobody would notice you at all. You'd be invisible.
Right. You're not going to stand out because you're poorly dressed.
You walk down the street in overalls, yeah, somebody's going, somebody fell off the truck.
Somebody says, you know, if they're Carhartt, though, then they are fashionable. What, Oshkosh Bagosh is just for kids? Is that not a thing anymore? I don't know. Do the overalls hit lefties well? Fantastic question. Thank you very much, Comcast Business Text Line. Look, it's a baseball team that is going nowhere fast, but they're still in the conversation, situation by situation. Have a good homestand. Then what do you do on the next road trip? Then what do you do when you get back home? It's like they got all these little mini series built in here, and they got to start winning almost all of them. Again, they got to go, if you assume it's at least 87 wins to get in, That means they got to go 29-18 the rest of the way. 29-18 isn't some breathless clip of baseball. It's not like overwhelming, but it's good. Yeah, it's good baseball.
Yeah, you're a playoff team if you play 600. That said, they're not going to play 600. They're going to look like they are really good for the next couple of weeks, and then they're going to have to push the piano up the muddy hill again for 2 weeks.
Their playoff odds are about 4%, 5%, 6%, depending on where you're looking, what computer's spitting out the data. Lamont Wade Jr., like, what do they got going for him? Well, Lamont Wade Jr. starting to hit the long ball just a little bit. 4 homers in his last 8 games now. They're going to get an awful lot of Diamondbacks and Padres before it's all said and done. And look, the one bright spot that I told you about a couple weeks ago kind of remains a bright spot.
Line drive, left field, up against the wall. 2 runs are going to score. It'll be a single for Joey Bart. And that's a three-hit night for Joey Bart. And it's going to happen sooner or later. He's going to start climbing up the lineup.
Look, he had himself a 2-run single. He had himself a double. He went 3-for-4 last night. He is now hitting .290 at home, believe it or not, on the entire season. That's not a split other than homer away. He's hitting .290 at home, so you can make the argument that he's been comfortable there all year. It's on the road where he's really struggled. He's overall hitting .233 now on the year. This is the same guy who was .093 in the month of May. So that is huge improvement now from .093 in the month of May to .233 overall on the year. He is hitting .328 over his last 30 days. Over his last 2 weeks where he's been dealing with a sprained ankle, the guy's been hitting .452. With 2 home runs, only 6 strikeouts, the bugaboo of his at-bats. So he's improving. There's your good news. Let's see how far this slightly better than overalls, you're probably right, faded dress shirt and khakis is going to take him.
By the way, last night's crowd was not only the second lowest of the year. If you take out the 2 COVID years where they had 1 year of no attendance and the other one of very limited attendance, that's your second lowest crowd ever.
Wow.
So this is not a town to be mediocre in, period.
And one game over 500 at 58-57, I mean, that goes to lunch with mediocre and they split the tab right there. So that's who they are. Yeah, they're going Dutch. Merrill Kelly, he's 10-5 with a 2.95 ERA. He goes up against Jacob Junis tonight, who's got an awful lot of work to do against Kelly, who really pitches well against the Giants. The Diamondbacks are now 6-4 against Arizona this season. Other baseball that matters, well, the Phillies won last night. Like we were saying, the Padres get shut out 3-0 in Miami. Alcantara was just dealing last night.
He might be the best pitcher in baseball without anybody noticing.
He's got a 1.92.
He's unbearably good.
He's really
good. I watched some of that game last night. He has more movement on his ball than I think anybody else in the game.
Brewers lose to the Dodgers last night. Cardinals had Monday off. They start a series against the Rockies tonight, so that should be easy pickings. The Giants are, what, five and a half back?
Five and a half out.
So we'll see where this goes. Like I said, situationally entertain me for the next month. I frickin' dare you. I dare you, Giants. Let's see if you do it. By the way, the team is not entertaining anyone right now. It's the Oakland A's. They continue their losing streak at the Rangers last night, who are breaking in an interim coach. They haven't won a game since surviving 7 solo home runs in Anaheim. Remember, we talked about that. We even talked to Ken Korak about that. That's how long it's been. They've got 8 straight losses now. And the one-run game, we said that's the one thing. You want to be in a one-run game with the Rangers because that's how you beat the Rangers. Until last night, the Rangers are now 7-24. Because they beat the A's in a one-run game last night instead of being 6-24 in one-run games. And Steven Piscotty gets released today. You know, Piscotty got to the A's on a trade that was made possible by the Cardinals sending him closer to be at home with his mother who was dying of ALS. Like, it felt like a genuine good thing for baseball to actually do. It tugged at the heart a little bit. She, of course, passed away in 2018. And if you remember, in maybe the most dramatic moment of his A's career, he homers in his first at-bat after he returned from bereavement, and he did it at Fenway. He's a Bay Area guy. He's from Pleasanton. He went to Stanford. He debuted with the Cardinal, not the Stanford Cardinal, but the St. Louis Cardinals in 2015. His first hit, by the way, was off then White Sox starter Carlos Rodon. So everyone gets to meet again in the Bay Area. He played 403 career games for the A's. Was never spectacular. Hit 245 with 55 home runs and 191 RBI over his last 5 years with the team. Hitting .190 with 5 home runs and a .252 on base. So, is anyone going to pick up Piscotty before the year is out? You can get him right now if you want him.
I would guess not, just because the average doesn't justify it. I mean, nobody is looking for a useful fourth outfielder unless he's got some pop in his bat, and this year Scotty hasn't. So my guess would be that he might try to pick up with another team next year.
A's have promoted their top catching prospect, Shea, is it Langoliers? Is that how we pronounce this? I think it is. Yeah. Shea Langoliers, who was one of the four players that Oakland got from the Braves in the Matt Olson trade. He was kind of the headliner, so, you know, a reason to check out what's going on there. And there you go. I hope you enjoyed your That's What's Going On in Baseball.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.